Anyone else? Sir, come on up.
My name's Bill Merles. I live at 150 Sunken Forest Drive. My question is, assuming the state passes both of these issues or whatever you want to call them, and you pass your health ordinance, who has precedence in court of law when it gets challenged? Does the state have the right to supersede county law?
So statutes are pretty clear that local jurisdictions cannot have laws that are more powerful than or restrictive than state or federal laws.
That's what my question was.
So the question goes back to what Ms. Campbell's talked about, and that's being grandfathered in.
Right.
I've heard different opinions. Honestly, it's probably going to come down to how hard we want to fight and who all's on our side.
And there'll have to be a court ruling.
That's my concern.
There's a lot of people talk about attorneys' opinions, and I've said this multiple times, even when it comes to the attorney general. I really don't care what any attorney says or their opinion. I pretty much care what the judge says, because that's the one that matters. So.
Thank y'all.
Thank you.
You know, you said that you didn't have anything else last time you spoke.
May have come and burnt some cheese. I spoke with the president of the Cattlemen's Association in Missouri. I was in a tractor riding around. It was pretty blurry what I was hearing him say, but there has been some lawsuits where farmers have sued the county for such ordinances. And
when you say for such ordinances,
well,
suing the county against having those.
Okay, I'll try and clarify. This was in farm ground, and some farmers got together and sued the county because they had these in fact. And if I heard him right, and do not take this as gospel, because like I said, I was in a tractor and it was roaring. But I believe he told me there was five counties that they had been sued, all five of them lost. And it cost the county several millions of dollars, almost bankrupt one county. So I don't know if that's a fact, but I would like for you guys to check into that. I don't want that happening to our county. It would be worth reviewing.
And we have. Obviously, you know, our attorney's very well versed in public law. And so the only thing I would ask or say is I don't know if anything's been challenged since 391's been in. So I think those other cases, I could be wrong. But I think those other cases, yeah. I think those other cases were for other things, not necessarily specific to the 391. Now, you know, one of the biggest problems you have is you have people that are fighting it and you have people that are for it, so the state just comes in and they try to make one answer, you know, one size fits all, and that doesn't work necessarily especially in our county, so.
I just wanted you to be aware so you can check in.
Mr.
Williams,
if you were there the other night at that meeting, I think I forget who it was that was talking. There was not necessarily a group of like local farmers that sued the county in opposition of the health ordinances or whatever, but it was CAFOs, foreign-owned CAFOs, that had the money to go up against the county. So I just wanted to make sure mention that.
I thank you all for being here. You definitely have made an impact on me. I want to thank you for coming, and we're going to be moving on down our agenda unless anybody else has anything to add. I'm going to conclude this part of the agenda on CAFO discussion. Thank you all.
I think in the meantime, we need to call our legislators and put some heat on them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
About how this was passed and why they did it.
Absolutely.
Why they are shortening our regulations and our ability to control the farming.
Yes, sir. Thank you. We're going to be in recess.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. We'll recess.
Happy belated.